This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I don't want to see him kissing goblins, ingratiating goblins, in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, succubus with goblins, ingratiating goblins, in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, ingratiating goblins, in bed with a goblin.
I don't want to see him
kissing goblins,
ingratiating goblins,
in bed with a goblin. Dump it. Charging into a goblin's nest, some goblin vomit, slopping blood on it. Especially up to his ankles. Trump charging into a goblin's nest, some goblin vomit, slopping.
Goblin vomit, slop.
I'm not expecting him to not get dirty slopped. Seeing goblin.
Seeing goblin.
Appreciating goblin.
Appreciating goblin.
Succubus with goblin.
Succubus with goblin.
And with a goblin.
And with a goblin.
Seeing goblin.
Seeing goblin.
Appreciating goblin.
Appreciating goblin.
I just want to catch him in bed, bed, bed with a goblin,
bed with a goblin,
bed with a goblin,
bed with a
goblin, bed with a
goblin.
I just want to catch him in bed with a goblin,
bed with a goblin,
bed with a goblin. Is that goblin phobia? Hey, can we play that thing I had you do like a week ago I never aired? Or maybe we did, of Hillary saying, I'm tired, I can't get up, and falling down, all that, them saying that's fake news, we said that. Yeah, let's cue that up ahead of our next guest. But here's what's getting crazy. The reason I remembered that a couple years ago, right before the campaign was over and Trump got elected, I did a little allegory of Mordor, and I said this is an allegory of Trump going into Mordor to fight goblins, and as long as he doesn't marry a goblin, because he has to go into the swamp, he's going to get some swamp stuff on him. He's not going to make every move perfect. People are going to lie to him. He'll make deals with people that are goblins. He'll find out later they're goblins. Just he can't knowingly get caught kissing goblins or in bed with a goblin. If Kim Jong-un isn't a goblin, but he's trying to, you know, tame that goblin. So you could kind of argue he has kind of gotten in bed with a goblin. So... They ran headlines everywhere that Jones believes that goblins exist and that Trump is having sex with goblins. That was all over the news. That's fake news, ladies and gentlemen. And it's the same thing when I go, this is an allegory. I mean it politically. I don't mean it literally. We play spaghetti Western music. Mueller, I'm going to meet you on the field, six shooter. And I knew that they would take it and lie about it. And then it would get all the stuff about him protecting Epstein and using him as an informant to set people up with underage kids. I mean, that's the big thing Mueller did. So I did all that knowing they'd misrepresent it, and then knowing they'd actually pick up my part about him and being connected to the child molestation, which is mainstream news, but that would bring that back out. But then I didn't realize that the mainstream media would deceive even worse, and they would actually just not even show the video, but edit it like you know, quotes. I'm not going to even say it because they'll edit it and play it. But, you know, Alex Jones says, Mueller, the last thing I'd want. So, see, I'm not that smart. I think I'm smart, but they are going so low now with levels that I we've all got to be careful. So, in hindsight, I wouldn't have said the Mueller thing now because they went even lower than I thought. They dropped it because people saw through. They're like, Democrats are saying kill everybody everywhere, rape, you know, Trump's children, murder them. They're serious about it. You know, Scalise is getting attacked, Rand Paul, we're all getting attacked. I'm saying nonviolent. Then I use this allegory to point out the hypocrisy. They all flip out. But still, I don't want to get on their level. That's what I'm saying. Let's go out to break with Hillary here. She just climbed Mount Everest last week. Here it is.
We cannot stop, and we have to be supporting each other. You know, it's kind of exhausting to be part of protesting and marching and demonstrating and resisting, but we cannot stop. I've been back there listening to Randy, and I'm so exhausted I can barely stand here. It's kind of exhausting to be part of protesting and marching and demonstrating and resisting.
That's their God. That's their God, because their God is weakness.
This is
they want to reflect their own ugliness.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, the most hated website on the planet by scumbags. Spread the link. Victory is ours.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Back live, broadcasting worldwide. Vox Day is our guest. He's an author, researcher. I've been a big fan of his work for years. I'm like, why did I get him on as a guest? Well, we finally had him on a few times. Vox Day is the best-selling author of SJW's Always Lie, and the studies actually show that they're like, what is it, 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely to virtue signal. They will not give to charity. Depending on the country, something like 80% of charity is Christians and conservatives. And like, I'm not bashing Muslims, but that's not happening with them. And or anybody else. It's Christians. And there's a reason the globalists don't like Christians. Because whether you believe in God or not, we just don't get in line with the big plan. We don't worship the state. So some of our founders, probably a third of them, were actually more kind of Illuminist, but not in the Illuminati vein, but just trying to figure stuff out. But they still recognize you don't want the king to be God. You want God to be God, because then that actually makes you God, and not in a Luciferian way, but where the little g in the image of God, where the state isn't on top of you. You have a chance to try to build yourself up to a level at least where you can stare at the night sky and hopefully see God. That's a silly allegory, but voxday.blogspot.com, voxversity.com. And I guess he's still on YouTube. They're taking everybody down. Vox was like, we invited him on about a week ago, and he was able to come on today. He's got his alt hero, Crackdown. We're selling the new comic book, First Patriot Conservative. Really awesome comic book. If I was in a comic book store, I'd buy this at InfoWarsStore.com. Alt hero, number one, Crackdown. But I said, hey, what's he want to come on about? Because I said, I just wanted to get him on for commentary. And Daria, the producer, said, whatever you want to cover. Well, I don't want to make this gonzo journalism about me. Believe me, I don't. But I don't want to toot the listener's horn or everybody else's horn, but I want to tell everybody something here. This is a lot bigger than the Super Bowl, okay, because this is for your children's future. We wrote a report to the president because I was told by people very close to the president, well, do you have a report? Because we're aware of a lot of this. And I said, you guys don't have the report? Doesn't Pompeo got somebody over there? And they go, no, we know about shadow banning and everything else, but, you know, what are you? And they're not patting me on the head, believe me. I mean, they're not just calling me up for, you know, to play patty cakes and make me sound like a pat on the head deal. So I said, really, you want, the president wants a real report? And I said, well, I got an engineer that knows as much as I do or more. We'll put our heads together. We'll put a report together. 3 days later, Mike Adams didn't sleep. He wrote the definitive report. Paul Watson did a 7-page article that breaks it down, and it has now gotten to the president 8 days ago. It's gotten to Congress, and the weirdest little twist of strangeness, they went to complete shadow ban of all Republicans except John McCain the day after the hearing. So 5 days after they get the report, they have a hearing. The next day, they shadow ban everybody. The censorship master plan decoded is on their desk. We didn't just send it to everybody or ask you to email it. We had it delivered. I even got on the phone, people that know Gates. He's been on the show. It's private conversations. I'm not getting into it. People very close to him filled him in. We knew he was going to be chairing the committee. Screwed us over, said you have a right to censor everything. Just don't call for killing Republicans. The next day, they shadow banned him as a sign of weakness. So I'm just telling you right now for listeners, this is a big deal. This is why they want to shut down, because I'm not that special. But I'll spend 10 hours, you know, in a week getting articles together and brainstorming with other people and writing a report to the president. I mean, I respect that fact that I could get that to the president. And notice all these big, mighty trillion-dollar empires, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of them, are already shaking to their core right now because of their actions and their arrogance and their hubris, and then that widow's mite of the little donation of energy, and then the universe was waiting to give it back a trillion times. That's what I'm telling people. You have to send the radar ping out in free will. It's not like The Secret and Oprah Winfrey, like you imagine castles in the frickin', you know, clouds and you get them. We have on this planet the base to do everything. We're already, that's why the globalists want to control the future, because we're there. We are at the next level of the little g. Not God, but in God's image, and they're panicked. So it's a huge time to be alive. The reports are on InfoWars.com. Emergency report, the censorship master plan decoded, or the Adams report, and God, the way they walked right into, not the trap, I mean, we just did it. I knew it was critical without hearing, Vox. The way they walked into that, and now Trump says it's illegal, we're starting investigations, the dominoes are falling. Notice the tech companies are plunging right now because the jig's up. I mean, this is just amazing how arrogant they are. I'm ranting. Go ahead. Good to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Good to see you.
What do you think about that whole 5-minute rant? I mean, this epic moment we're at with the censorship, the globalists, the Italy waking up, Europe waking up. Just it's my website, YouTube about to be taken down because we dare show radical Islamists doing bad things. I mean, this is one hell of a war.
Yeah, the lid is coming off. And the reason that they're cracking down so hard is because they can feel their control beginning to slip. You know, you had George Soros openly admitting that he's failed. He knows he's failed. And what a lot of people don't realize...
That was New York Times last week. I have to be obnoxious and just add you're correct. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what's happening now is the fact that these tech companies, the big social media companies, are propped up. You know, they cannot exist in a normal economy. So they're being propped up by lots and lots of finance. You know, Twitter has never made a dime ever. You know, these are not profitable companies that can actually make a long-term go of it. They're totally dependent on being propped up by government and by the banks.
They're propped up. They're propped up projections.
Right. And so what's happening here is that their ability to keep the stuff propped up is slipping because Donald Trump and the people around him have been striking at their financial bases. And so that means that their ability to fund their activities is slipping. And also, they've grown to the point, you know, just like a cancer grows to the point that the body can't support it anymore. They have grown to the point that the economy cannot support it anymore. Something like 85% of all online advertising goes to just two companies, Google and Facebook. But the advertising on Google and Facebook is no longer effective because that's the only place to advertise. And so they've reached the point that their very success is now leading to their demise.
Exactly, because they killed competition. They killed the very market by creating the tyranny. It always happens. So now the tyrants always try next level tyranny to make the tyranny work, which always leads to revolution.
Exactly. And so we're at a point now where all of these converged industries are starting to get disrupted. You know, you saw what happened. You're familiar with what happened in Gamergate. Now a new movement has started called Comicsgate, and that's completely disrupting Marvel and DC and the comics industry. And that's really significant. You know, comics are not a big deal.
They are a big deal in our type, as you know, and that's the only hope of Hollywood is the comics.
Well, right. The thing that's important about the comics is that comics are basically the seeds of the movies. And the movies are what matter in cultural terms. And so, and the TV shows are what matter in cultural terms right now. And so the comics are the seeds for that, and that's why you were seeing them poisoning the seeds and pushing all that nonsense, all the social justice nonsense, all the diversity, all the transgenderism, all the flat-out evil that they've been pushing. Now, you're starting to see that converge into the movies.
Let's explain how that happens. Exactly. And it's a paradox. You're right. They're not important, but they are important because they're the seed of the archetype. You look at a Jung-type analogy, but and that's what they're going after. And so if you look at Netflix, any of these shows, it's pure weaponization, and they put it in a total fantasy reality to make you turn off your cognitive analysis, to put you in suspended disbelief, and then bombard you with political messages. They'll be back with Vox Day. I am Alex Jones.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, radio talk show host, best-selling author, researcher, now comic book publisher, Vox Days, our guest. And I was ranting earlier getting him on, but, I mean, I can't help but bring us to the middle of this. They're having congressional hearings where they obsess on shutting us down, shutting Trump down. I knew that was coming. I get the report to Trump. He says they're illegal. We're going to crack down. We're going to expose it. You can just energetically feel that the wind has turned. We were kind of at that, I think, that back and forth point for a while, but I don't want to get all, you know, hokey here because I don't claim I'm some psychic, but just at a gut level, my gut's never been wrong. I think we've at least won a big battle, and I think there's a big war we're in, and, you know, you can win the battle, lose the war. But Vox Day, just as a Christian, as a patriot, as a parent, just as a person, what would you call this time we're in and just the evil, the people that serve lies, the control freaks, those that use understanding of human systems to control people versus empowering people? Where would you say they are right now? Because they've gone through different arrogance and then hatred, everything. Now I can feel, and I don't take enjoyment in this, but I can feel their true horror now, because as you said, their God is controlling our minds. Their God is killing free will, in my view. And do you agree? Do you disagree? What would you nuance and add? And what do you think is coming next? Because I never want to be too positive and then miss the counterstrike.
What's coming next is they're going to increase the attacks on the financial bases of their opponents. So we're already seeing that. We've already seen Stripe take down Freestarter and several other sites that were being used to fund different things. Like my own Voxiversity was done on Freestarter. We originally crowdsourced Alt Hero on Freestarter. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to cut down our options. You know, it's the same way that the same reason that they kicked InfoWars off YouTube. They want to try to eliminate your ability to reach out.
So just like Hitler first put Jews in and others he didn't like in these ghettos to make you poor, people forget about you, then they ship you to the death camp. It's the same thing. They're isolating us. They're cutting us off.
I don't think it's quite the same analogy, because in the Hitler analogy, the Jews were the minority. In the current situation, we are the majority.
Exactly.
And so what they're attempting to do is, what you have to understand is they're very frightened, okay? They are terrified. They're so frightened that Google actually canceled a company-wide meeting because they knew that employees at Google were going to send me the notes from that meeting.
Now you're giving inside baseball. I read quotes from Google saying they wouldn't even talk to the CNN, tell them stuff. They said because of security issues with Jones. I'm not going to hurt anybody. They know we've got people inside.
Yeah, exactly. And you do, I do, Cernovich does, you know, a lot of people on the right do. And it drives them crazy that they cannot thought police their own organizations. But it's a catch-22 for them, because they can't employ lots and lots of people without a few conservatives, without a few Christians.
And that's why they're trying to go to AI. But before they get to the AI, how do we exploit that there are free-thinking people that don't want classic tyranny, who actually hurt us and know that we don't hate them? How do we get them to do even more to stop this?
Well, the most important thing that we need to do is we need to stop thinking that capitalism and free market principles preclude taking action against these enemies of the state. I mean, they are literally enemies of the state.
You're so smart. You're right. I watch those Republican congressmen go, well, it's free market. You're allowed to ban whoever you want. No, you're free market. You can't say a black person can't ride the train or a conservative. But they use that like it's free market. We're being free market. No, they're not.
Right, exactly. It's kind of akin to when the National Football League first allowed passing. You know, it used to be that the forward pass was illegal. And then they legalized it. And imagine how bad a football team would lose if they refused to throw the ball because they said, well, you know, passing's not part of the game. Well, what the Republicans need to understand, and what even Donald Trump himself, I don't think, fully understands, is that you have to play by the new rules. They set the rules. Those are the rules of the game now. You have to play by them or you're going to lose. Of course, they're terrified of that, which is why you see people like Ben Shapiro and David French and all the cucks complaining about how James Gunn, the Marvel director, got held accountable for all his, you know.
Oh, wasn't that a big tell that you've got the fake conservatives defending a guy that worships pedophilia?
Exactly. But this is the
But isn't that the litmus test? That's the litmus test. If you support pedophilia or abortion, you are the enemy.
It certainly works for me.
Keep going. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. The thing that's important to understand is that this is the same thing. What you're seeing with the fake conservative commentators in the gun situation and what you're seeing with the Republican congressman dealing with the big social media companies, it's exactly the same thing. They're trying to give them a pass. They're trying to say, well, we don't play the game that way. It's not right. We shouldn't play the game according to the rules. We should play the game according to the rules 50 years ago. But that doesn't work.
And so let me ask you this question. That. We'll come back and more into this because you're on target. Vox Days here. Why did we brief Congressman Gates, who we knew was going to be chairing most of the committee meeting, the first hour was good light. He got the briefing he knew, and he decided to go throw me under the bus, lie, agree to all their stuff, and then the next day they shadow banned a bunch of Republicans. Like he thought he would kiss their butt, and then they would, like, promote him. He didn't know. They took that as weakness, and he's seen as an enemy. I don't understand his – I know his daddy gave him everything, and I don't want to go on some hate Congressman Gates thing, but I know he specifically got briefed on this, Vox. We worked hard to get this report to him and the president. Trump responded. But I don't know. I guess Gates thought he was betting on the winning horse here.
Well, I think there's two reasons. Number one, there's a lot of people on the right – who really derive satisfaction by being more than fair to the enemy. You know, they think that that somehow is going to win them respect or something. What they don't realize.
It's disgusting ingratiation.
Exactly. And it's not going to work. It never works. As you said, it is showing weakness. And whenever you show weakness to the left, they come after you, and they come after you at exactly the point of weakness that you've demonstrated. And that's why it's so important for you to remain pugnacious and not back down whenever they try to threaten you. That's why it's so important not to apologize to SJWs whenever they're demanding an apology, not to resign, not to quit, because everything that they're doing is an attempt to demoralize, discredit, and disqualify.
I'm not just saying this. It's true, because I go on my own code. And then I operate by that, and then I would, like, admit when I made mistakes or stuff, and then they would attack that point and then build a whole system. Like, they're like blind. They only know how to attack. Well, those of us that have a compass, they think when we admit we did something wrong that, oh, that's where they're weak at. No, we're just trying to be. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it was a prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And Vox Day is getting into the mindset of the globalist controllers and their minions. Is there any way to free their minions? Because it's easy just to be their enemy and be mad at them, but how do we ever get them out? The problem is once they give over to that system, they just progressively are given over to delusion, like the Bible says, and they're totally turned over to it. So how do we defeat that? Well, we do it with, I think, having fun, reaching out to them, showing how they've been conned, but also being strong and not buying into their system, because they're weak. They're looking for power. So when you sit there and act like you're appeasing them, it only encourages them to do it more and more and more. Here's a little piece.
The year is 1995. and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Now, we joke around about things like that, but if you think about a Barry Goldwater or a Ronald Reagan before he got elected president, and all the people talking about the New World Order and globalism and Donald Trump's lawyer, Cohn, who was the head of the Un-American Activities Committee. Those guys were all actually right. And they weren't perfect, but they liked free market. They liked America. They weren't mad at some other guy smarter than them or better looking that was successful. They saw that as a better world for their kids. Oh, great. Wow, I admire that guy or that woman. But not these little chicken crap people. I call it the chicken you-know-what dimension. Little term I invented. And they are mad at success. Here's the thing, Vox. I don't just say this. You're a smart guy when it comes to their mindset. And what you say is real veritas. I want to get into your comics, too, and all the rest of it, and this fun piece you guys put together that we've tweeted out at Real Alex Jones. But how do you quantify the controllers and what guides them versus their minions on average? And do we waste our time trying to reach out to the minions? Does that only encourage them that, oh, look, you want me because I'm powerful when they're not? Do we just build a better world and know that they'll then see my example? Because, I mean, there's no way to perfectly quantify what I'm saying. It's so obvious once you know history and common sense that people should just join the liberty movement. But then these other people are sworn to destroy us. And it's just so stupid. Like, I don't even want to have a war with these people.
You have to show them the face of evil. You have to show them that the evil is real, that it is material, that it is not metaphorical, and that it can be resisted. At the end of the day, people are afraid. And what they respond to is seeing people who are not afraid, people who are willing to stand up and say, 2 + 2 does not equal 37. There are only two sexes. You know, the more that you stand up and speak the truth, the more that others are inspired to do the same.
That was very profound, just that 30 seconds. I wish I could crystallize it down to that, but that's true. They want to control reality. They want to make you accept things that aren't true. They want to bully you into submission. And the reason they fear and censor you and InfoWars and Matt Drudge and all of us is we fear God way more than we fear them. And they can't stand the fact that we're not scared.
That's exactly true. You know, when I got involved with the campaign against the Hugo Awards called Rabid Puppies, I was initially by myself. And, you know, I'd been kicked out of the Science Fiction Writers Association. And they were trying to claim that, you know, I was just a extremist freak all on my own, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I reached out to John C. Wright and I asked him if he had any work that we could publish. And he said, you know, I don't know who you are. I'm not really that interested. And I explained it a little bit more. And he said, Oh, you're the guy who stood up against those, you know, lunatics pushing social justice in science fiction. Absolutely, I will work with you. And so, you know, just that one act of one guy standing up with me led to another and another, you know, to the point that, you know, a lot of people have a tendency to overestimate the size of our operation and the extent of our influence.
But that's a key example, like the Bible says, what two of you agree on earth is done in heaven. It's that will and the fact that like you said, we are the majority that want freedom and prosperity and decency and transparency and not and all this stuff, because not that we couldn't be evil and do a bunch of bad stuff. We don't want to be like that. We don't want to have a world like that. We're honorable. We have chivalry. And the fact that once you stood up and did something right, you had no idea that how popular you already were with the real thought leaders. But there were people that ran associations that were gatekeepers claiming that they were the thought leaders when all they were was people trying to steal the energy.
That's exactly what happens in the media. It's what happens in publishing. It's what happens in movies. They're constantly inflating and exaggerating their own influence and their own numbers. You know, you've probably read a little bit of SJW's Always Lie. The guy who was...
I didn't just read it. I gave it to my older daughter and son. But yeah, go ahead.
There's a very important part there, where the guy who was claiming to be the biggest blog in science fiction, and he was believed to be the biggest blog in science fiction. I believed it. You know, he was the president of the association. Everybody talked about his blog. His books were, you know, he'd been signed to a contract by the number one publisher. But the funny thing was, he forgot to lock down one of his traffic measures. And so I ended up discovering through one of my guys that his actual traffic was actually 1/50th of what he was broadcasting and what he was claiming and what the New York Times was reporting. And so this is very, very typical.
You know, the king has no clothes. It's like the 3 days after Hillary lost, tens of thousands of libertarian conservative sites, I'm glad they did the work to categorize this, did an 80% drop in traffic. Everybody said, how are you doing? Your traffic's all gone. And I said, actually, our traffic's up. They just, in a mythical thing, said I was losing, and everybody, it wasn't even true, but corporations and people dropped advertising and stuff because of the fake metric.
Yeah, they lie constantly, What's important to understand is the nature of their lies. The nature of their lies is always to exaggerate their own influence, to denigrate your influence, to lie and exaggerate about their numbers, and to try to claim that yours are much less than they are. And then overall, the most important thing that they try to do is to demoralize the right, because they know the right outnumbers them. And they're terrified of that. And so they're trying to demoralize us so that we will not resist.
Let's come back. Let's talk about then how you think they're going to counterstrike. Vox stays with us. I didn't realize this till like 5, 6. I'll be sitting with my family, at my great-looking family. And I'm saying, you know, it's not a bad thing. I'm proud of this good-looking family. I'm, you know, I can skin a buck and run a trot line myself. And these little globalists come over and they look at my family and my genetic wealth and they go, F you and your family. They just, it's like, you can't help them, Vox. They are so pissed that I could kick 100 of their asses. Let's not brag, maybe 100. And I don't think I'm that tough, but if they're that low, and we have to recognize how powerful we are. God, these people hate success. That's what it is. They hate our will. They hate our strength. They hate our connection to God and Jesus.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So forgotten, old, and pathetic. Why do they seem to totally
with the truth
eradicate
it? It's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I forget which Bible verse it is. You were neither hot nor cold. I spit you out of my mouth. We'll try to pull that up if somebody can do that. But that's the thing. You're either evil or you're good. You're either trying to be good or you're trying to be evil. People that love evil are trying to swim towards that black hole. People are trying to love God, trying to like be the best they can. And if you pull back from this and you look at it and you study what the globalists are doing, they're trying to hurt people. They're trying to dumb people down. They're trying to control free will. They're trying to do everything that God's trying to fight. And they always, in sitcoms and shows, I don't even watch much TV, but man, almost anything I turn on is Revelation 3:16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit thee out of my mouth. King James Version. You pull back from this, and there's no sane reason to support communism or globalism or any of this, but they do it. And I think the greatest, I'm not a Calvinist, but I think there's a truth to, you have free will, but also predestined. But if you're predestined, you have to have the free will to make the decision. I think that's why so many Calvinists I know, people I've known that like invented computers, made billions and gave it all to the Salvation Army and stuff, is that people that are predestined are so guilty, they tend to get roped in by liberals in some guilt thing to then serve them and their larger agenda. And I don't know how, if I had to describe this, like some of God's greatest people pull the horses and pull the carriage of the devil. I don't know how to describe that, but it's like a psychic delusion where some of the best people are the ones empowering this whole thing, and they're upset, they're conflicted, they know they're not doing right, they know they're not making God happy, but somehow there's like a disconnect where what they're doing is being shunted around. And I think at a gut level, because during the break I was literally praying to God to understand how to defeat this, and it's getting people that love God to stop listening to the accuser, who knows they have a conscience, so tells them how bad they are, so that they then serve that agenda. And I think that's the essence of the SJW, Vox Day, of all your great work, Vox University on YouTube, VoxUniversity.com, VoxVersity, VoxDay.blogspot.com, the really critical stuff. I mean, I'm kind of just all over the map here, just trying to, like, get into the esoterics or the hidden agenda of who these people are, because you go to a Democrat event, I mean, and I don't go to these events that feel powerful. You'll see the weird Democrats ruling over these people when you're there, and it feels pathetic, but these are like soul-sucked people. Like I know white people, I know black people, I know Hispanics, where one brother's a Christian, and he's super successful and good-looking and strong and smart, and the other brother looks just like him, but he's a leftist, and he can hardly get out of his car. It's like something is sucking their soul, Vox. We didn't pre-script this interview. I'm asking you, as you're a smart philosopher and a Christian, what do you think this is? I mean, how is it so obvious these people look like the living dead, is what I'm saying?
It's the results of corruption. You know, when your spirit is corrupted, your mind is corrupted, and it will eventually affect your body. I mean, we all understand this on a very simple level. You know, if you feel down, you don't go to the gym. You eat like crap, it makes you feel worse, and it puts you all into a spiral. Well, the same is true on the spiritual level. You know, when you sin and you give in to your sin and you can't pull yourself out of it, you start to dislike yourself, you start to despise yourself. You know, and that's why one of the most important aspects of Christianity, and one that Christians often forget, is that Jesus provides hope.
And forgiveness.
And forgiveness. So it's so important to understand that you have to allow yourself to hope. You know, there's times when I get frustrated. There's times when I get down. But one thing that always helps me get back on my feet again is being reminded of the fact that we are not given a spirit of fear. You know, we don't. Another saying that the guys on my blog like to use is, all we need is 12. You know, Jesus Christ didn't need a legion of soldiers. He didn't need an army. He just needed 12 guys. And that was enough to shake the world. So the fact that we don't have billions in our bank account, the fact that we don't have organizations with tens of thousands of people working for us, doesn't matter. All we need is 12.
And that's all illustrated, I think, because the average leftist goes, oh, look, you're under attack, Alex. Oh, look, all this is happening. And oh, look at Trump. No, that's because we're doing what we're supposed to. That's a sign of the success. Don't people get that? That it's not like I'm losing because they're after me. People are like, how are you taking it right now? And I'm like, man, I'm taking this really well. I mean, it's not fun physically in the flesh, but my spirit says I'm in the right direction. They don't even, like, when people don't get that, like, this freedom isn't free.
No, I know exactly what you mean. There's this moment where you feel the gut punch. You know, there's this moment where you think, oh no, you know, this is terrible. And then all of a sudden the adrenaline kicks in, and then you start thinking about why they did that, and you realize they didn't do that out of strength. They didn't do that out of confidence. They did that because I scare the crap out of them.
And let's go further. There are children, because this religion is about torturing children and sucking their life essence, begging for God on their knees right now, being tortured and raped. And we're the answer. And we're supposed to die for them if we have to. So then stop being wimps, folks. If you saw the kid being raped, wouldn't you fight for their freedom? Well, it's happening. This whole system is that. So their prayers went up to God. God reached down to the few people that are willing to fight. And so stop worrying about what they do to you. Worry if you don't take this commission. Because God isn't Congress giving some officer a commission. This is God giving you a commission. And I think people should take that commission.
A book that I would really encourage your viewers to read or to listen to, the audiobook, there's a video about it on voxiversity.com. It's a book called The Last Closet. And it's a book that was written by a woman who is the daughter of two very famous pagans, Walter Breen and Marion Zimmer Bradley. Marion Zimmer Bradley is probably the most influential feminist science fiction writer that has ever lived. And they were horrific child abusers. And they taught her that God did not exist. They taught her to sneer at Christianity and all that sort of thing. But the amazing thing about the story, and despite the fact that it, on the one hand, it's a psychosexual horror show, but it is also a triumph because she talks about how
she gets free.
Even in the midst of that, she sensed that God was real, that God loved her, and that God was going to get her out of it. And he did. And, you know, and now she's a wonderful Christian woman. She's married. She's got children. She makes beautiful music. And, you know, look at the book, The Last Closet, and you will understand what is at stake here in every single one of those children's lives.
I agree
lives.
With you. So explaining that, because I feel for the children's horror, I could feel it right now. Their call to God. What is this? How could you have a religion based on torturing children? I'm just mad at myself that I don't have the prowess it takes to just beat them now. How the hell, Vox, did we get to this point with a cult of just savage evil because those babies are so close to God?
Because we wanted to pursue what we wanted to do. You know, we wanted to be our own gods. We wanted to pursue our lives of pleasure. We wanted to do our drugs and have our sex and all that sort of thing. And I'm just as guilty of that as anybody else. But, you know, you have to look beyond that. You have to look beyond what your will is and start to try to understand what God's will is. And that's when the change happens. And that is the change that they fear happening in everybody's life.
Exactly. Because the Satanist,
you've escaped them.
The devil takes your will, but God, you have to give your will over willingly. And God just doesn't do it automatically. It takes a long time before people even get into God's will. But it is that they fear. You're absolutely right, Vox.
Well, that's why Christianity has always been the enemy of the world. And that's why it's so ironic that they try to mock us by saying, well, people don't approve of you. People are laughing at you. The world rejects you. And that's what we want. That's what we should be pursuing. When we are getting attacked, when we are getting rejected, then we know that we are over the target. Then we have confidence that we're doing
the right
thing.
I agree.
We're
coming right back. We'll do 5 more minutes. And I'm not bragging because it's almost embarrassing. When they offered me starring roles in Hollywood and multi-million-dollar contracts, they couldn't believe when I turned it down because it was like they were giving me their God. And then once I turned it down, it went from kind of like halfway I wanted to do it to like a joke. I mean, once I turned it all down, I was like, of course I turned it down. The spirit was broken.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayers' dime shout, that's impossible. Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.